1040 DJC.
4 CPA. Larry, did I hear you in there?
1040 DJC.
Jerry, how are you doing, man?
Dave, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I am headed home now. I went over to Steve's soon-to-not-be workplace, and he had a router that I forgot to pick up when I was up there Sunday, so he brought it, and I wasn't far from here, so it worked out good.
Did not be workplace. What is that?
Again?
Understood you. I thought you said the soon to not be workplace.
I said, yeah, they were renting it, but they're, like you said, they're moving out Thursday. So basically, it's already empty. It's a small warehouse. It's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'd use it for, but, you know, I'm sure it'd come in handy for some people, you know, especially to do, you know, like, well, really any kind of work where you need to store stuff.
Square foot of office and 2,000 square foot of warehouse space. And what are you guys talking about that for? Goodness. KN4, VWA.
Do you hear some QRM in there?
Mostly static, I think, though, Dave.
Oh, God, y'all kill me.
Definitely some QRM. And I'm just glad I don't have to look at it in person anymore. Hey, Steve. KB4 CPA.
Building is another 8,000 square foot. And it's gone Thursday.
Sticky square footage.
Somebody else found that needs it more than I do.
Bill, Dave, what were you doing in there?
Everything that wasn't nailed down. I was just meeting Steve there to pick up his router. And I need to borrow it. And I was at the sports club on Congaree, so I wasn't too far, you know, from it.
You had a stationary router or?
Handheld router, so anyway. So I'm going to give it a shot. I'm just really just kind of shaving some wood, shaving an area off, cleaning it up, and getting the glue off so I can re-glue the bridge on my 12-string guitar. I got it off with heat, and so now I just need to clean.
I understand that was a hobby type thing. Okay, I got you. Steve, how you been doing, buddy?
I just don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
With that, you'll find something to do. I'm sure. I got bit by something about a week ago. My arm is acting up. I've been taking some antibiotics. I'm going to see if I can go back to the dermatologist today to see if he can tell me if I need to change something or what it is, but it's not as bad today as it was, but it's not good as well as I hoped it would do.
Stay ahead of it now, because if it's a spider bite, that's a venom, and I tell you, you can, you know, like a brown recluse or a black widow, son, you can get in some real trouble with that.
Well, days. My son got bit by a brown recluse. This has been over a week now. I've already seen the urgent care and had my dermatologist look at it online. He said like a bite, but didn't look that serious, and didn't have a core in it. It was brown recluse turns dark instead of black. Well, they didn't have any fang marks. And at least I think it's some type of insect bite anyway, but it just got inflamed a little bit. But I've been taking antibiotics now I'm on my third or fourth day antibiotics. It looks a little better maybe, but I want to make sure it's doing well enough, because I don't have to get, if I need to change antibiotics or something like that, I don't want to have to, wind up in the hospital getting IVs or anything like that. But it wasn't a poisonous spider like a recluse or yellow sack or black widow. That recluse thing that my son had, it took him a couple months to get healed up. And it just had that necrotic center like a black widow does. But it's got bad in about 3 days.
Well, do you have a red ring around it?
Bite. No, it wasn't a tick. I thought I felt something bite me. It was a little itchy, but it wasn't a tick. It wasn't anything like that. Those tick bites, you don't notice those till later. But I noticed it when it happened. It was a little itchy, and I thought maybe it was a mosquito bite. It did feel like something might have bitten me, and that's what they said. They don't know. They didn't know what it was, but it's not a recluse or a black widow or any of the ones that leave puncture marks, but it's something, though. And it might have been somewhere I scratched and just gave myself. It looks like it's a little bit of cellulitis where it's a little skin infection. But it's not. It's getting a little bigger, but it didn't have a ring around. It didn't look like a Rocky Mountain spider fever, Lyme disease, anything like that.
Well, good. I sounds like you're gonna be all right. Now, that's physically all right. Now, I'm sure you're gonna continue to keep those psychologists busy.
Psychiatrists. That's the ones you go to see all the time, and you never get better.
Yeah, they talk you to death. They don't cure you, they just drain your wallet and talk you to death. Oh, but you still in there, Dave?
Well, I can recommend a good psychotherapist, and he is excellent. And he only works kind of semi-retired, but he only works a couple of days a week, but he's in Greer, or his office is in Greer, and I can hook you up. Lord knows, at least one of you needs it. I'm not going to say who.
David, this person doesn't have a degree, they're correct.
The question, he's licensed. He's not a. He can't. Write prescriptions. But he is very good at therapy. I mean, if you need to talk to somebody, I mean, he really understood me, and we really connected. I mean it. Unlike, I've been to counseling since I was probably about 24, 25, and on and off, and this guy is, he's 10 steps above anybody that I've ever talked to, and I've talked to some pretty good ones.
Oh, I thought you were serious. I thought you were being serious. Never mind. Sorry about that.
Hey, Dave, that means he's a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. That's the difference. A psychiatrist can prescribe medicine, and he has his MD behind his name. But I tell you what, I got one at the house. She's a real good psychologist. And you know what? Every time she bruises me up, she does it where it don't show.
It's Collins. So I got to go. Sorry. KB4CPA.
Hey, Jerry, did you catch that? About my psychologist?
blanket. That's what I thought. I thought Dave was talking about. I didn't think he was here. I thought it was kids pulling my leg. But I got a friend of mine. He went to see a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist told him what all was wrong with him. He said this guy was. I think this guy. He must have been. Manic depressive, you know, bipolar type. I didn't know it. I worked with him for years and didn't know it, but he would go on a buying binge and buy a bunch of stuff and bought three or four motorcycles, and his wife actually had him committed, involuntarily committed, I think. For a while, I think he's doing well now. No joke about it. I think they got him straightened out, but I didn't realize he had a problem, but he sure had one. I didn't know that. And he spent a bunch of his retirement savings too, which was, you know, just not like him at all. But it was kind of sad to hear him say that. And the sad part, nobody really recognized him. It's been years since he'd worked with him. I guess it's something that he got worse over time. Now, I've got one here at the house too, and she didn't leave a mark usually.
Yep, and you know, in the long run though, they take pretty good care of us, now, don't they?
No trouble. Have you been doing any hamming lately, or are you retired yet, or are you semi?
Semi, and I just kind of work with who I want to, and if something comes in there that I just don't get a good vibe from, I just tell them, you know, you need to go talk to somebody else, and put them off on the competition that didn't like me. So, on the average, I work about one day a week, so... Other than that, I just have fun. And I tell you what, with friends like Dave and a few of those guys I went to high school with, man, I tell you what, they're keeping me hopping.
Am I getting in the machine okay?
We are now, but now I'm going to tell you something. I was over there on Vernon Smith Parkway, Highway 80, between Wade Hampton Boulevard and Highway 14. And it was terrible. Matter of fact, I don't know if it was my radio, your radio, or Dave's radio, but there for the longest while, I was getting some real bad fried eggs on there.
That area, I'm not sure. I'm only running 5 watts, but I usually get into it okay with my beam. But anyway, there's some bad areas over there. Some bad areas around Congaree Road over there, too. That got some hash in it for some reason or another, but... You know, from Anderson to the repeater to use, that's kind of a haul anyway. But yeah, I mean, one day a week, that's enough to make you a little spending money anyway.
Yeah. Keeps me in some toys. And, you know, it's still fun. The people I work with are still good folks and they're fun. You know, as long as I can do that, I'm a happy boy. So, but yeah, as far as this repeater goes, Lord have mercy, if they just do something to do some maintenance on it, it'd be so much better. And I first came on, it was about 5 years ago. So I could talk anywhere, I mean all the way over to Toccoa, Georgia. And you can't do it now. Matter of fact, some of the areas you can just barely hit. Well, I'll give you this. You know the split at 26 and 385, I used to be able to talk from there easy. Can't do it now.
There's some work on it recently, but it's the antennas may be oriented a little differently or something. I'm not sure, but it's not as good in my direction as it was. And something else happened, I think, and it moves some stuff. You see, this time of year is just hard anyway because you got a lot of, you know, it's just got a lot of noise. We got more and more RFI noise throughout the whole area. It just gets worse and worse. And even the local repeater here in Anderson is good sometimes. Other times you can't even, you know, almost can't get into it. And it's close to me. You know, it's only about 4 miles away. It's got a little bit of elevation, but not too much. I'm kind of down the hole. That makes a big difference, I think, in how it... how well it performs, but normally I could get it to on my rubber dub. I can't do that until I get up above the top of the hill. But, you know, I got my mobile rig up here, too. I use it even on the mobile rig sometimes. It doesn't sound good. I really need to put out an outside antenna, but I just don't want to, at my age, I just don't really want to do it.
Well, you know what? Right now, if you're running 5 watts, you're getting into it just fine. But there is a lot of fried eggs behind you. But you know what? Dave is within eyeshot of the thing. He's, you know, and he has fried eggs all the time.
Anything on your end from here, or Dave? Dave sometimes is a little choppy depending on whether he's riding or not, but I think it just depends on where he is. Sometimes closer to Congaree, his gets kind of choppy. A couple other places too, where 185 comes in down there too, somewhere, you know, Whitehorse, it gets kind of iffy down there too. And I think that's probably just the antenna orientation maybe, but like I said, I don't know. But I can get a little closer in, and it's fine. If I get on the backside of Paris Mountain, I can't, it doesn't work very well for me. But anyway, I'll let you go. I just wanted to holler out and see what's up. Good to hear from you. Glad you're doing good. And working one day a week, like I said, that's better than egg money there. See, I'll talk to you a little bit later. You have a good week. If I don't hear from you again, and take care of yourself. And 4DJC, I'll be clear with you.
Interrupting you and Dave there, but I just had to interrupt Dave. So, but anyway, it's always good to talk to you, Jerry. I enjoy it. Thanks for the ride along. And I'm going to try to be on here a little bit more. I hadn't been on much, you know, from about January to now, you know, and I think you know why. So, but I'm past that now. I'm in good shape. And just Spider and Frog here. So, K4 VWA 73, Jerry. Yeah, I'm clear.
7-3, Steve. Yeah, I know. Take it easy, man. And 4DJC, clear.
Steve, you still in there?
Yeah, I think Steve's still here. Dave, and 4DJC.
Abbott just can't seem to get me. Can't seem to get rid of me.
A bad habit. Well, I was. Evidently, I made a wrong turn somehow or another and got on, I don't know, I guess it was 85, and I wound up taking Woodruff Road, and I was going toward Woodruff, of all things. So my wife was calling me to tell me, turn around, you're going the wrong way.
Hey, that thing's got in-dash nav, don't it?
Yeah, half the time it doesn't tell you what you need to know. I was beginning to doubt it when I put the address in that you gave me. I've used it sometimes, and going to Atlanta there, when I used to have Mazda training down there, it was off of Highway 75, I think, and at night, it would tell me to take this exit, and I'd take it, and when I got down to the traffic light, I realized, you know, I'm not at the right exit. And it would, but I kept following it because it said turn here, turn there. And I'd end up at some fairgrounds, and it would say you've arrived at your destination. I mean, this thing's crazy. I don't know what it's doing.
Okay. Well, hey, maybe you ought to get yourself a GPS that, you know, just goes to your windshield, and it'll tell you turn by turn. So I used to have one of those, and it was great. And then I got in-dash, and I got to admit, the in-dash in this truck and the in-dash in that new Buick we got, it's good.
Hey, I use CarPlay. Just use Google Maps or Apple Maps on my iPhone. It works better. Waze, they all work better just about anything.
That's what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, that's what I do through my truck. Is it up on the screen, and that works great. Maybe you ought to consider that, Dave. So, anyhow, I'm headed up the country, hard as I can go. Talk to y'all later. K4VWA, clear again.
Well, have a good one. And
thanks for the router. I'll see if I can get some money for it on eBay. Jerry, I thought you were checking out, so I apologize.
Steve was talking about my signal not being very good on here, being kind of hashy on the handheld, so I switched over to the mobile. Here upstairs here in the house, and I'm running 50 watts into it now. It's still kind of scratchy here and there just because of where you guys are, I guess. But now I use that for CarPlay with my phone. I just plug it in, and it pops up on the screen. You use Google Maps or Apple Maps or Waze, and I don't have any trouble with mine at all. It gives you good directions. And I did have one time I used them back some years back when I first started using them, and they weren't very accurate. They'd send you someplace there wasn't nothing there.
When I was going to Atlanta, right outside Atlanta on 75, I was using a rental car, and I think I used my phone that I had at the time. It wasn't this one. It was an Apple phone, but it was an older one, the XR, and it's not new. it works good. And I do plug my phone in, and it'll come up on the screen and all that, and tell me where to turn. But anyway. It gets frustrating sometimes, but it does pretty good. But it wanted me to turn right to Pelham Road, and I knew I had to turn left because the parkway's to the left. And then as soon as I got in the right-hand lane and got up to the traffic light,
multiple routes like that, and they just don't comprehend it. That's what I used Google Maps to do mine, and I used Waze for a while, but they want you to turn around. I just use Apple Maps, and that's what makes you turn around and go back, especially sometimes you'll know a way that it doesn't recommend or have several routes on that. I generally pick the fastest route. Sometimes the fastest route is the most confusing route, so I just pick my own routes out ahead of time and save them in my phone. That way, when it pops up there, when it pops up on the screen, it uses the route I usually take. But it'll pick one way out to over. It's had several options. Sometimes it's kind of confusing. It's like I know where I'm going, but you don't know where I'm going.
They can do the mobile life call.
I missed about 80% of that. Gary, I heard you every once in a while, but real fluttery sounding. You must be in a bad location.
I
get out of here and let you pay attention to your driver so you don't get turned around again. I'll talk to you later. 7-3-N-4-D-J-C.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Good to talk to you. And, take care of yourself. 73 is KB4CBA.